Well, I am so excited to be here with you guys. I am Maria with A Life Overflowing Ministries, just a small little ministry I have on Facebook and Instagram. You can follow me. It's also lifeoverflowing.com. I also have a podcast, which is new, and I've got about 6 episodes on there. And that is on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. So if you just go search A Life Overflowing, you can find that there. But I am so happy because I have a word for you guys today. This word, I felt like I was going to preach on something completely different. And then the Lord was just like, nope, this is what you're going to preach on. And I was like, you know what? But this is something that I think whether you're a new believer or a very seasoned believer, I know that this is something that is going to really impact you. It's going to slap a couple of us, right? I like to call those convictions, Jesus slaps, because and they hurt so good, right? Because it's things that we need to hear sometimes that we don't want to hear, or we don't want to, feel that conviction or that uncomfortableness. But that's what we need, right? That's when the Holy Spirit nudges us, like, hey, maybe we do need to work on this, or maybe that is lacking, or maybe, I do need to, have less of a temper or whatever it is, right? So I know that there's a lot of different people on this line. I know there's pastors. I know there's new believers. I know there's just, everything in between. And so the title of this podcast, this sermon, is just called You Think You Know, But You Have No Idea. Okay. And we're going to talk about the Word of God today. Now, you might think, oh, the Word of God. I know the Word of God. I know it's important. I don't need to hear this. You think you know, but you have no idea, okay? So, I just want us to be like a child today. Can we be like a child and just literally come to God as He instructs us to come as with a childlike spirit, just ready to learn and absorb what I'm going to bring today. All right. So, you might be a little bit surprised and challenged by what you hear. You never know. So, I want to first look at what God Himself says about the Word, and I am heavy on the Word today, so get out a pen and pad if you want to take notes. You're more than welcome because I'm going to list a lot of different scriptures out. So we all know that in the beginning, God said God was the Word was God, and the Word was good, and God gave us the Word, right? All of that happens in the beginning, but the Word was God. That really hit me in my spirit today. Because the closest thing that we can do to be with God, to be intimate with Him, is to be in His Word, because it's Him. And within a matter of 3 days, $20,000 wiped out. And that's all from the power of God and me choosing to believe His Word, stand on His Word, seek after Him, do my prayer time with Him and put Him first in everything. And He made a way where there was no way, right? It says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. I can't even tell you how many opportunities I've had since getting that degree and just ways that it has made for me to do so many things and just bless other people, because I've worked in nonprofit and not tooting my own horn at all, but just saying like that one gift, you know what I mean, made a way. It made a tree of life for others. And I really hope that encourages you. And I'm sure, you might have your own testimonies as well, with the Word of God. But I really want to get this in your heart and mind, because once again, we as believers, we need to be the ones really meditating on that Word so that we have that Word ready to go in our spirit when we need to minister to somebody. Who knows? It could be a coworker. It could be a homeless person on the street. It could be whoever, somebody going through a divorce, somebody going through the loss of a child. Who knows? I don't know what it is, but all I know is that people have been there for me and they've spoken the Word of God into my life. And when they've done that, it has healed me and helped me. And so not only for your own benefit, for the benefit of others, let's put that double-edged sword in our armory, right? Let's put on the armor of God. And I challenge you, let's get a calendar, try for 30 days. 30 days of putting an X by that. 5 minutes a day. If you can spend 5 minutes a day on social media, or an hour, 2 hours, whatever, or binging Netflix or whatever, we can get into the Word of God. And so thank you for listening to me. I hope you don't feel like I slapped you too much, right? But Jesus slaps, they hurt so good. And this is, I pray this, I know this is only going to benefit you in the long run. And so it's, again, it's not a legalistic thing. Like, I have to memorize this many scriptures. Just make more of an effort and you will see, begin to see the fruits of it. And I am so excited. Please come back in a month or 2 months and share your testimonies with us. So just wanted to say that I thank you guys for listening. I hope that that was encouraging and I hope that it blessed you